The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 3-0 overall and host Penn State at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Adam, sorry for the delay. I'll hand the phone to Coach. Thank you.
Hi. Thank you. Coach Harbaugh, thanks for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
And go straight to questions.
Sounds good. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Josh Moyer, ESPN.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Josh.
I just wanted to ask, first of all, what you've seen on film regarding Saquon Barkley so far this week, and just what kind of challenge he presents to you. Where does he rate in terms of other running backs this defense has gone against in your career?
Well, really, really good. I would say that he's a real stud. Have tremendous respect for him. Of the games that we watch on tape, the games we watched on tape last year, this year, and when we played in our game, terrific. Right up there, right at the highest level in college football.
Your next question comes from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
I was just wondering, with Jabril, obviously in the punt return game, averaging 21.6 yards per punt return, and he just gets it and goes. So, I mean, you know, how unique is his ability to really pull that punt and go to full speed right away?
Yeah, that's you're right. I mean, he can get up to full speed probably in about three steps. That's fast, or you know, at least 3-4, which is unique. He likes to get vertical. But he's also got the ability to circle the defense with his speed, which makes him a really dangerous returner because he's physical and will get vertical right away. But he also likes to circle the defense, and he's really tough to bring down. I mean, he breaks tackles. There's and he's elusive, so he's really got everything you'd want from a returner. He's got really good ball skills. You know, he catches the ball well. He can catch it straight under it. He can go right, left, back up, come forward. Makes really good decisions. I think that's the first thing that I saw last year, just how good he was at making decisions. And now he's really had the opportunity to show everything that he can do as a returner. He's a special player.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question. Joe Giuliano, PA Inquirer.
Good morning, Jim.
Hello.
I wanted to ask you, your third down conversion rate's pretty phenomenal, four out of 38 third down defense, that is. And I wanted to know, what's the key or two keys to the defense being so effective on third down?
I don't know if I can come up with just one right now. It's just that the numbers have been good. It's been really good, consistent defense all three of our games. We've been hit by some big plays, some long passes, some long runs, and they've come on different downs. But the third down, I think if you looked at all of our we're pretty good on a high majority of the downs where we've been hit is a couple of we've had some big plays against us. So I think maybe it's that. Maybe our third down is indicative that we're for the most part really good on defense with really good players and a very good scheme.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Yeah, Jim, with the Big Ten starting its 9-game schedule this year, do you have any position on whether maybe in the playoff era that whether all Power 5 leagues should be playing the same number of conference games?
No, I don't have an opinion on that. I think there's quite a few things with I just haven't decided yet whether what my opinion is. I've never been in the playoffs, so we'll learn more or think about it more. But right now, we've been finding it hard to squeeze anything into our having time during our preparations for the game we've been playing on Saturday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from Megan Ryan, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. I was just wondering, Penn State has a new offense, obviously, this year. What have you seen about that offense on tape, and I guess what are you expecting from them on Saturday?
I mean, it's really, really good. Good scheme. They don't ever huddle. Very good quarterback, running back. We have the utmost respect for. Always, you know, they're showing again to be very physical up front and playmakers at the receiver position, and that's what we've seen. And continuing to prepare and how to stop them right now, and then on the other side of the ball, offensively. And we're looking at a team that's been a little banged up with injuries, but extremely, extremely physical up front on the defensive line, athletic at the linebacker and in the secondary positions, and very good players, very good scheme, very well coached team. It's it's early in the week, but we're preparing hard like it's a championship game.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from Nick Baumgartner, MLive Media Group.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good, Nick.
Hey, with Kenny, I know we talked about him a little bit Saturday night. Are you guys still on board with him doing all three things, or do you think that he's a little overloaded right now? Or are you still comfortable with that?
Yeah, we're gonna go. As long as he's the best at all three, which he has been, and until somebody beats him out in one of those phases, he'll be doing all three. As we talked about earlier, it would be great if somebody could, take one of those duties off of his shoulders. Kickoffs would be the place that we'd love to, see that happen. But until it does, as long as he's the best at all three, then we owe it to our team to have him doing all three duties.
Do you feel like one of the other guys is close to getting that kickoff job?
Yeah, it can happen. It could happen. There, you don't rule it out and keep evaluating it every week. But that's been our approach.
Right, thanks, Jim.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks a lot.